Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that the EU must seek to avoid what he called a spiral of escalation in the tariff dispute with the US. It comes as US President Donald Trump has vowed that his policies will never change. Well, my next guest has been all across America recently making a documentary on President Trump and the impact of tariffs. We can take a quick listen to Dropkick Murphys lead singer Ken Casey, who featured in that documentary.
I have many friends that came over from Ireland in their 20s to Boston. Construction trades, wealthy for themselves, first generation. And they're already on the Trump train saying, close the door behind us. I was taught that as an Irish American that I can never have those thoughts towards another immigrant because my family was able to come here and climb the economic ladder. A lot of my friends have, you know, gone to the dark side, you know, and a ton of the band's fans. And at a certain point, you just can only do you.
There you go. That's Ken Casey from Dropkick Murphys, broadcaster and presenter of Trump, Tariffs and US, the US, or is it us? Maybe I'm misreading that. Okay, Paul Colgan, thank you very much indeed. So it's Trump, Tariffs and Us. Paul, yes. I can't wait to see it, I must say. I haven't seen it yet, but what's it all about? I mean, what does it come down to?
Well, it's an exploration of America first. And what that means primarily for Irish Americans, because Trump managed to win over a whole range of people last November to vote for him. And Irish America was to the forefront, it seems. If you look at certain districts in and around New York, white Irish working class areas, they moved towards the Republicans and Trump. And this has been a trend, it seems, over the past 10 years or so. And really, the documentary tries to get to the bottom as to why they've embraced Donald Trump, what they want to see him change within America, and how their attitude, if anything, has changed towards the old country, and whether that factors at all in their thinking. And when they cast their votes back in November, was that even on their wave, on their radar when it came to backing a man who even then was talking about tariffs and taking on the European Union and so on? And you heard Ken Casey talking there about immigration, and that was a big component. It seemed to be primarily for domestic reasons that many Irish Americans back Trump, that they worry about crime. They talk about immigration, in particular illegal immigration, and they wanted to see a shoring up of the border. And what he's pointing to there was his upbringing, where he was always taught, look, our family came to America. We were allowed to climb the economic ladder, and to simply draw up the drawbridge behind us is not something that he was taught to believe in. So that essentially is what we're trying to explore. America first, through the eyes of Irish Americans.
That is really interesting, I must say. In a way, I could say to you, wasn't it always a case in Irish America that once the Irish American, the Irish immigrant to America, let's say, did reasonably well, they went over to the Republican side? Is that still consistent despite Trump being the Republican in charge now? Or is there a shift in terms of the type of Irish American moving towards Trump?
Well, he speaks about the band's fan base, who are white working class Irish Americans who've done well, who've become entrepreneurs, who've ended up in the construction trades. And it seems to be across all classes that this shift has occurred. We also spoke to, as part of the program, to people in the Emerald Society. So like the NYPD has an Emerald Society, the NYCD, that's the New York Correctional Department, has an Emerald Society. And we spoke to its treasurer, Brian Sharkey, who has a tricolour flying outside the house, was taking part in a St. Patrick's Day parade on Rockaway Beach, which is in Queens, just outside Manhattan, on the 1st of March. They really go for it there. They have 2 weeks of St. Patrick's Day celebrations ahead of the main day. And he is fully behind Trump. And he would be middle class, retired now, but would have been reasonably well paid. And he believes that the Democrats abandoned the issue of crime and immigration to the Republicans. And that's why he believes so many of his cohort have backed Trump. Now, they do talk about the cost of living, and they do talk about the erosion of America's manufacturing base, but they say this has been going on for years. Mm. And one of the talking points you keep hearing, and many people are well-versed in the economics of it, on, at least on a superficial level, they talk about China entering the World Trade Organization 25 years ago and pointing to that as a key moment in what they believe was a dereliction of duty by the political class. And they believe Trump represents something outside that traditional political class, an iconoclast. You know?
I wonder what they think of the recent tariffs announced by Trump and the vilification of countries like Ireland and the European Union, Trump saying they're treating us unfairly. I mean, what do you think the reaction would be?
It's interesting. When we were there in February and early March, people were still talking about him as a businessman, a man who likes to negotiate deals. And there was almost a slight dismissal of all this talk about tariffs. On the one hand, they said, yes, America is getting ripped off, but we can fix this quickly and we can have a freer and fairer relationship with the rest of the world. However, in the past couple of weeks, for example, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, who have around 80,000 members in America, a nonpartisan group, so they obviously would have Republicans and Democrats within their ranks, put out a statement last week calling on the Trump administration to rethink the tariff strategy as it applies to Ireland, and not dismissing his strategy out of hand, but asking him essentially to go easier on Ireland and to rejig his approach there. So that perhaps is a sign that even over the past couple of weeks, when it comes to that argument, there's been more attention focused on it within the Irish-American community, and perhaps there's a shift there. Whether that's broadly represented across the diaspora, you can't say, but yeah, Something has shifted there in the last few weeks.
It's very interesting, I must say. Can I ask you about the last 24 hours or so, the market reaction to Trump's tariffs, China's reaction imposing 34% tariffs on US products or US companies entering China and so on? How do you think this is all going to pan out, Paul?
Well, I suppose we're all at a loss as to figuring out what comes next. There's a couple of assumptions. The first one was the classic assumption that seemed to pertain up until even last week, that this was the businessman who was going to do the big deal, and this was a blunt, crude negotiating tactic. So that's the first assumption, that you can negotiate with him. The second one is, how do you bring him to the negotiating table? China seems to believe that you just meet him head on and you apply the same tariff rate that he has applied to them. Does Europe do the same? Because we all know what the potential outcomes could be for small industries here, food and drink, that if Europe comes after American bourbon, he could turn around, as he said, and apply a 200% tariff to drink products coming out of Ireland. So there will be a level of reticence within Europe, obviously, because it's got 27 member states. It takes its time in doing these things. The third scenario is the most worrying, is that this is a fundamental reordering of the global financial or the global trading system, and that Trump has surrounded himself with people like Peter Navarro, his trade advisor, who believe that this 100% is the way to go. They're going to stick to their guns. These tariffs are not going to move. Oh. And in that scenario,
well, who
what
knows?
Do we do?
Yeah, but there are the three roads. Let's see which road we all go down. Broadcaster and presenter of Trump, Tariffs and Us, that documentary, Paul Colgan. Thank you very much indeed.